Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen, Carmichael Faith and Freedom Show. You can check me out on the web at faithfreedoms.org, faithfreedoms.org. Check out our podcast at faithfreedoms.net. Been getting some good reports from people who've been tuning in there, enjoying our shows. We try to put the best ones up. I've got one that's recent that was really good from last Friday, and it's not quite yet up on faithfreedoms.net. I'll try to do that over the weekend. We'll see if we get it on there. Hey, it turned out we had an impromptu interview day with Carmen Reynolds, bless her heart. And the last call, I'm going to tell you what our last caller said. Our number here is 888-850-1872. If there's anybody else has any questions or heckling or something like that, you can give us a call, 888-850-1872. This is a question that he posed was, why the sudden panic and urgency with this particular H1N1? The question before he left was kind of a conjecture, like, is this a synthetic concern? It's being created. Now, I will say, before you comment on his question, Carmen, is as I'm doing research on issues of the news, is I found that all over the world, in Australia, in BBC, in South Africa, India, different places I go to that they actually have news in English, is I find that there is a very small number of people who are contracting the H1N1, and a small number of people, a relatively minuscule small even of that number, that are dying from H1N1 compared to your generic seasonal flu. And nobody's screaming over the seasonal flu that is literally killing thousands of people. Even in this country, I mean, in the UK, the reports in the UK, in the US, and everything, the numbers are minusculely small. I mean, Gardasil, it's shades of Gardasil, same thing with Gardasil. Big panic, and the actual number of people that might be saved with Gardasil is so insanely minuscule, it may be on par with the amount of people being hurt by the vaccination. So based on what Craig said, tell me what is conjecture. Tell me what facts you know. What do you think? Is it just being propped up, and why?
Absolutely, it's being propped up. But complicit in it is we're supposed to accept all of this lamestream media as gospel, and actually a former KGB agent that has defected has said that if they succeed in doing what they need to do, people can walk by a concentration camp and be able to deny what they actually see. So if lamestream media tells us that we've got this swine flu issue, even though the numbers look small, and now our president has declared a national state of emergency, we're supposed to hop to, skip to, stand in line, and roll up our sleeves. And I'm glad your caller called in, because more of us need to be asking those very same questions.
Okay, that's a good comment. Now, what we originally went to talk about is the GPSing us. And you and I just were having our little offline conversation, and I said we were going to bring this back on the air and let thousands of people be the fly on the wall. But you said you were going to give me the phone number of Noreen. Oh, I wrote her name down. I got too much on one piece of paper. What's her name again?
It's Noreen Downs, and she spells it N-O-R-E-A-N-N Downs, and she's the District 5 Secretary for the Florida Department of Transportation. Do you want me to read her phone number?
Yeah, give me the phone number. That way, if anybody calls, I can always give it to them.
Okay, it's 386-943-5474, and I'll repeat that one more time, 386-943-5474. And then there is the head of transportation for the whole state of Florida. She's up in Tallahassee, and that's Stephanie Kopelousos, K-O-P-E-L-O-U-S-O-S, and she's at area code 850-414-4100.
Now, the point of all that was, as you said, call this thing, call Norianne Downs and say, hey, nip this in the bud. If it can be nipped in the bud now, you know, you stop her. This is her idea. And I challenged you. I said, no, just I think it isn't her idea. What she said is the same thing that was said to me by a senator on the air, a senator in Virginia. So he was broadcasting to, you know, many thousands of people while we're having this light conversation over the air. And he just kind of set it as a sideline, as a mechanism to tax with all these new energy-saving vehicles as a because, of course, of transportation problem. The moral imperative, just, you know, the ends justifies the means, is actually a wicked anti-American, anti-law sentiment. So my point to you was, and you know, you'll be able to respond to this. It's not Norianne Downs' idea. The bailout was not the president or the secretary of the Treasury's idea. You know, when Secretary Paulson came to the Congress and said, the sky is falling, this is what you must do to save us, I don't think it was Mr. Paulson's idea. You know, so what do you think?
Well, for right now, all we have is the fact that a technical manual, and let me see if I can go back to the name of this technical manual where this article was buried.
Okay. So this is a technical manual that
right,
this,
in,
okay.
In the state of Florida, it was buried in a little technical manual. And I'll find it here in a minute. All we have from the technical manual is saying that she has proposed this. So in the absence of anyone else as a belly button to go to.
There you go. No conjecture. All facts. I love it.
And the fact that the implementation arm of this idea is the Florida Department of Transportation, FDOT. The belly button has got to start with Norianne Downs and Ms. Kopelosis up in Tallahassee, who is the FDOT person for the entire state, and, you know, ultimately our governor, Governor Crist. I mean, he's got to have some idea that this is being proposed.
And it sounds like, if it's in the technical manual, that they're already laying out the logistics and the structure for it, or, you know what I mean? They're not going to, like, come up with it later after the Florida legislature passes a bill saying they want this. I mean, have you heard of anything of a feasibility study or anything like that being proposed by the legislature?
No, what Norianne Downs is citing, she is saying in this article that a pilot program was done in the state of Oregon.
Right.
And I talked with her and she denied any real responsibility. And I didn't have the entire article in front of me. All I knew was that this was a concept. She did not take ownership of this at all. And now this was in the November issue of Information Technology and Telecom News. And it was written by a writer named James Lakely, L-A-K-E-L-Y. And that was where the article was, and it came from a very reliable source, a state committee man, for the very concerned about issues like this. And he is a state committee man for Northwest Florida for the Republican Party. And he sent that out to various people. And when a friend of mine got a hold of this, he sent it to me, and he said, how preposterous that they should be talking about this. And we not know about this until it's further down the road. So Norianne Downs said that this would have to come about as a bill in front of the legislature. Well, I'm wondering how much a conversation has been going on between FDOT and lobbyists and legislators getting ready to propose such a bill in the start of the legislature in March, David.
Hey, Carmen Reynolds, how much have you heard from the media about any bills that are being proposed for the Florida legislature in the next session? Have you heard of the media talking about any bills whatsoever? Have you ever heard of that?
No, not at all. And you know that that there are things that, that are being worked on because they're having committee meetings right now.
Yeah, what the point I was making there was kind of a curveball here, is I'm very unusual. I actually go and make a point of deliberately checking that what bills are filed right now. We had an interview with Senator Fasano a week and a half ago, specifically talking about the bills that he has proposed for the next session. We don't hear that anywhere. And this is, I just thank you for partnering with us, because what you and I are doing right now, you watchdog, and I mean that in the best way, is we're really equipping one another to take care of one another, because it's ultimately our responsibility. Folks, you're listening to David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. We talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis of right versus wrong for the Liberty Works Radio Network. You need to get on board and partner with us. $10 a month, become a member of Liberty Works Radio Network. And what it does is it allows us to keep doing this, notwithstanding anybody's loving what they're hearing. Notwithstanding anybody trying to intervene or talk bad about us and put us in the news. It's not happened yet, folks. But when it comes, when people are afraid to associate themselves by advertisements, you know what? You need to have people that are going to keep this thing on the air, no matter whose feathers it's ruffling. And you don't hear me often giving plugs like that. We're going to take a call and, Yeah, let's see. We got another caller. Thank you for calling 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment for Carmen Reynolds?
I just want to say she's talking about some good stuff there, David.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, and like she said just a while ago, I believe that we should have in between some good things and some in-between few and good things like that.
So sometimes we got to just talk about good things, and sometimes we got to talk about the tough stuff.
Yeah.
Good word.
Yeah, and I want to ask you a special guest a question.
Okay.
If she can name the presidents of the United States that we had so far this year.
Okay, what I'm going to do just on that question, I'm going to take that under advisement. I appreciate your question, but I need to get back to what I was doing. I'll manage this, and we'll get back to that question.
All right, David.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, now I'm taking that under advisement, the president's question. And I'll tell you what, he gives a call every now and then. He's got a trick answer to whatever he poses to us, so we have to be careful. Because it's very easy to distinguish his voice. It's Billy from Dunellen, by the way. Now, before we went away, we were talking about whose plan it is. And what's interesting is you told me this information that this plan to GPS everybody's car in Florida is already in a technical manual. I want to say something, as you got to realize, you say, well, what's the big deal? You know, they're taxing. Folks, just my reasonable mind, I say it's completely bogus. There's got to be another reason. And the reason I say that is almost every car already is tracking every mile that you travel. If you get in a wreck right now, or you get pulled over by a policeman, you can actually go to your mechanic at your dealer, and there's a computer chip in your car that will tell you for a huge amount of time every speed change you made, in some cases every turn you made, how fast you were going, when you wrecked, or what time of the day you were going a particular speed, and you can actually take the information into court and challenge a finding by a police officer. So they don't need it. And right now they could do RFID and at various points along the highway, just zap you with RFID, have your car talk back to them and tell me how many miles you've driven since your last zap. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. Our number here is 888-850-1872 for Liberty Works Radio Network. Check out our website at faithfreedoms.org, podcast at faithfreedoms.net. Again, our number here, 888-850-1872. We'll be back.